This is a translation of side one of the original Walloon tape, BT-34. Its subject is commercial fishing. Mr. Schuder and Mr. Jonkert fished together for many years, and here they recall those times. They are brothers-in-law. Mr. Schuder is the brother of Mrs. Jonkert. Their wives and Mrs. Schuder's parents, the Engelberts who live with them, occasionally join in the conversation. The technique which was used involved playing a small portion of the original tape, after which the Schuders gave a rough translation in English. The interview was done on August 16, 1976, and the interviewer is Linda Green.
And what that was like, what you remember of it.
Well, Harry, you read with that. I think you were born and raised there.
Oh, yeah,
you
were born and raised there. Okay, but I'd like to...
You went to New Orleans, right?
Well, I
wasn't born there, but I was raised.
Matt Ballman. Monsieur, on the monsieur, as the levee of Ketchudar. And Ketchudar, it's a top of the marchandise for the nef and a mur d'antin, par la boat. Le fromagie, le pétra la sec, le four, and le Canada, tout est au chipé, a boat. Le Denison.
Yeah. All right.
Paul, me and I am.
Yeah.
Was raised at the dock, over there, at Schuder's dock. And Schuder's dock is the place where the boats used to come, and every farmer used to ship there. Ship beets and potatoes and hay, straw.
By boat?
By the boat, yeah.
That was the Denison.
Yeah.
Denison to Green Bay.
From Green Bay.
Alors, il a volé 20 litres de planche.
Lumber.
And he sold the dock account of the truck came in. So he was out of business there. Then he bought the two farms here.
He transferred the pit. He had been the children. After the truck on net, and the car, now he bring them that lunch. Alors, il a racheté les deux, les cinq, qu'on est sûr. Et il a reculé le moulin, il a acheté le moulin à Bruxelles.
Il bought the mill. Then, after he sold the dock, he bought the two farms. He bought the mill, eh?
Bought
the mill, that's right. He bought the mill.
Après ça, mon frère en a pris un sens, Johnny a pris l'autre, Francis, mon frère, a pris le store au moins, à moins.
That's enough.
Okay, yeah.
Après ça,
later.
After that, I bought a farm, and my brother John bought the other farm, and my brother Francis bought the store at the mill.
Ça se dit papa, et mon oncle Céleste qui ont monté le quai. That's it. Marlon, c'est lui.
And my father and Uncle Silas, they're the one that built the dock.
Let's do. Marlon s'est créé avec des spurs à papa et là en anglais, en l'anglais. Là, après ça, là, c'est plus le sens de papa. En nous, en anglais, en anglais.
Then he moved to l'anglais.
Yeah. And then Uncle Silas sold a share to my dad. And then Uncle Silas moved to Long Lake.
Mais reste, tout ça après, tu verras, c'est plein de rivières et péchis. Ils mettent des rêves et péchis. C'est comme ça qu'on apprend au papa, quand on a été grand assez, on a commencé à pêcher à tout.
But then we start fishing with our dad. And when we were big enough, we would start fishing for
ourselves. Nous avons pêché des raies.
You start fishing your pond?
Then we start fishing pond net and gill nets and drop nets.
Les raies, on les chiffre par Chicago. Et quand on shoot, on est moins libre à le stage à Bruxelles.
Okay. We're fishing herring, and we're shipping our fish to Chicago, and we used to bring the fish to the stage in Brussels.
And that shipping for Chicago. Although that may see a more area, then a cement.
Then we start fishing with Harvey, John Gard. And we used to ship him to Chicago.
With moose?
Smelt. Smelt, yeah. That's smelt.
So it's a shering, a great bay, and a Wisconsin. On a
tranquille.
And we sold our smelt quite a bit to Schilling and Johnson and Green Bay till we had a truck that came and picked it up here.
What was it like to go out on the ice? Can you describe a day on the ice?
When we started
in
morning?
Oh, c'est tous les jours.
Au presque pour dire, au presque en milieu pour ça hier.
C'est tous les jours.
Le mieux c'est que on a commencé à pêcher, on a su pour milieu des jours des mouchelets.
Then we're fishing with horses then. That's when we started with Harvey, with pond net in the wintertime with horses.
Quand on pleut, ben, on est trop gros. Storm, en fait, est une trop grosse, on peut essayer, puis il y a du long pour devenir. Il faut demander des ruches. Donc, vous, elles sont bloquées, on prend des choses, on prend des terres.
Well, when it was very stormy, well, then they had to stay home. Otherwise, you could go with horses, and that's about it.
Repeat, Louis. Jag får sådär vi har på någon nöd. Några är gånger då nu. Kan man säga styrfla i en fall i flaskogen och tjugo. Vad ser du hur fräts du plats? Ja, en tid att skulle göra en kuva.
Good.
The root they need to talk to you.
Well, when we reach our nets, well, we had to take a room and cover up our horses because it was very cold.
Altijd van travail Yves. En dan zullen we ons al wat verder rennen. Dan lopen we samen chantier.
Okay. All the while we were working, then we had we make some fire in a little stove in the shanty.
En al daar, als de visie, de portagier of shanty, door met dat.
Inside the shanty, that was
divided,
right in the center, with the stove right in the right in the middle.
Je doet dan als type of leven onrijk, ik kon het niet op manier. Als we gaan door leven Israël, dan was dat hier te per jour. En dan gaan we weer voor op het omkwart, dan doet het blok.
When you're lifting net, you're on one side of the shanty. And you're pulling the nets. When you're done, then there's somebody else with a running line at the end. It's drawn 200 feet. And then they pull the running line back and your net's running back. Then for the other net, you jump on the other side.
Yeah. En on a eu le bloutré, ça tue le bloutré en pied, tri la préchose. Chaque mouche qu'on vive, on a vu le duré.
Non. Non. Every hole are stop in the shady living two nets, see. Then you jump on the other side and you're lifting the other nets. Then. And then the other guy do the same thing, he goes and pick up the running line. And he pulled back their net in.
That's it.
Mr. Engelbert wants to have you, why shouldn't you describe the difference between a pound net and a gill net?
The drop,
the pound.
The pound, the drop, the pound, the
pound,
the pound. Oh. In some of the other. Now, on discuss the rare of the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, you tell me.
About the gill nets and the pond net, different areas in the twine.
But it's a question about the difference.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But see what he's going to see now.
Yeah. Where we're setting the pond nets, it's at the reef, at a spawning reef, they say. Stop. Our nets, they're only 200 feet long.
200 feet.
But the big fishermen in the summertime, they run about 500 feet then. Them fishermen, they call that a box of nets.
Mais nous autres, pour les conditions qu'on va avoir pêcher vous, non, pour définir ça.
Okay.
Like for our own use, we can use them long nets. here on the, because that's, we're fishing under the ice.
Then things were changed, we were modernized, because the commission gave us a chance to use some different nets. Then we started fishing drop nets or hoop nets. Drop nets. Instead, the fish were taken alive. That's it.
Fiete de hoogste rond, en dan is het different size. Dat zijn kapiros, dat zijn skatis, dat pion. Zo weet.
Them hoop net, they got different size. They got 3 feet and 7 and up to 12 feet deep.
They offer this far that for us here are pension from the soccer, so we and on put in the
loche.
The loche, the so the robot.
The
long pleasure, no, so
we used
to pulse.
They pulse up. De l'homme de sa femme en yé.
Et on y est, elle est plus riche, on peut le monter et tout.
Ah oui.
Go ahead.
No.
Years ago, we used to take rough fish, then we started taking perch.
Le règne, au fond, il y a différence. Parce que ça fait juste un petit marche. Au fond, si tu gros, tu peux te dire.
Yeah. Them nets are a different size, bigger or smaller.
As on prête au legal size, so on prête le size que vous dites négro pour prête et vous prête et puis vous êtes né ou des deux et deux huit qui sont prêts à partir de perch.
You have to take the legal size if they tell you 2.5 or 2 3/8. That's it. Now you have to use size 2.5 inch for perch. Now, if you want to get a bigger fish, you have to use a larger size mesh.
Go ahead.
They usually get entangled in the nets, so they have to be lifted often, or they will spoil. Sometimes we have to lift, even though it isn't very nice. The nets are different. Sometimes the snow drifts in it. There is a lot of work to set and lift them.
You
we can take a lot of fish in them if we're lucky enough, you know.
C'est que notre bière, la panne, on est indiqué de laver sur son vin, la passion de mettre les
bandits.
Yeah, Panette is a gamble. And you have to lift it so often, that's...
Bien, là.
C'est ça qu'il lui dit, il faut bien lever le passion avec notre bière. On nous en est déjà dit, allez, qu'il ne vient rien. On va remettre ça pour un jus d'après, il va y avoir bien, vous voyez.
That's what I mean. You do not have to lift so often if the weather isn't nice.
Yeah. Well, when I lift the pond that lot of time, there was nothing in it.
The most we got was 6,500, mostly smelt a small herring. That's it.
Could you talk together? No. I'd like to talk. Ask you now about which job. Yeah. Which job each of you did and how you did that? Because you fished together.
Yeah.
Right. And who did what?
Something, and I have to think about something else. Bring Les années, on en ira pour nos autres.
Ah ouais.
Quand j'ai sauvé.
Years went. The years went fast for us, too fast.
Commission, quand j'ai fait l'ouest, quand j'ai fait les trucs de l'équipement et de l'affaire qui ont pris ici pour prendre la pression aujourd'hui.
Ah ouais, oui.
The commission would change the laws.
One mistake qu'ils ont fait, the conservation said, oh, you met the limit de pêcher aux 40 d'abord.
Oui, okay.
Yeah. The biggest mistake that the commission made, it's when they passed the law, they net a quarter of a mile from shore.
In Door County, ça veut dire dans l'autre dame.
That's in Door County. We all know that all the rough fish is right on shore. And there's no game fish in the winter time on shore. They're all in deep water. That's rough fish. Yeah. That you could even catch a sucker on shore. Well, that's the biggest mistake that the commission done. It's a law that stay away a quarter of a mile from shore.
Now
you can't even set for whitefish. There's too much lawyers now. Wrong.
Like
Harry Ross with his whitefish net, he got 100 pounds to the net of lawyers.
Nee, maar goed, dan lukt dat toch? Nou, een paar minuten nog een kop de red nemen, lukt dat nog.
In hours, we didn't get that many. Just, it was, we were lucky that we had only 2 nets in.
En ça fait des tours de l'église, ils sont moches. Parce que...
And that's that shove on your whitefish net, lawyers, because that's fine thread. See, they bust the net there.
Elle lutte plus tout fini, hein. Elle se quête dans la main et tout voilà.
A lawyer ripped all the nets, all the trough on the nets.
Comme ça, quoi, que nos enfants, Dieu met ça en net, trop de
That's something that crowded us quite a bit was the pollution that came into the water. Yeah, well, this is generally about sports and commercial fishing.
The commission, the DNR, you will kill them there. The zoot is involved up there. On va le vivre pour cette île.
Yeah, the DNR and others that are hard to set, which I don't know really what that means.
Je think quand les satifoud. En on c'est comme un couvert le sulfur dans les monopapiers.
Yeah. When we're lifting the net, it's just like a blanket with the sulfur that sticks on the net.
Dans ces conditions-là, on ne peut pas qu'on expecte varier on a jamais stoppé pression. Nearing the pêcheurs a affecté tout.
Yeah, those conditions came quicker than we expected, Harry.
Parce que la gêne, quand il faut se dire, la sorte pêche-ne pour faire une vécurie, mais pour vécure. Ça, comme la sorte morte de la vache, si tu veux que tu crèches.
The people that are fishing are like those that milk the cows.
Les grains, ils plantent des commandes pour vécure.
Or those that plant potatoes.
Pour produire des mouillis pour les autres, la sorte belle fille n'est pas.
The people that are fishing are like those that milk the cows and plant potatoes. They do that in order to feed the people.
Il faut on puisse contrôler, mais non limit. On sait contrôler.
Yeah, we can be controlled, but there is a limit.
No.
The people that are controlled, but there is a limit. Some people will take it on the good side, and some people will take it on the bad side.
I remember when I was go fishing with my dad, I was a little kid, and Moose Delwich.
65 years ago.
That's 65 years ago. They were used to take the water from the bay and make the coffee on it.
You can fetch a lot of pretty with a lot of people. You can fetch a lot. Mais si on frocote, you do you dinner, you have a cabinet name.
No. No, it will be today, we don't need no coffee in the water. The coffee, the water is dirty enough that you got the color.
You
He doesn't know. The color would be there, but the taste he doesn't know.
Imagine. Après tout ce ruche-là, tout ce qu'on va faire, on va entendre bien passer ce temps, tout le temps.
Ah, oui, ça, ça.
After all the trouble we did, I mean we had, and the work we did, we still had a good time.
J'ai vu bien ça. On travaille fort avec Okinawa, avec Okinawa.
Oui.
I used to enjoy that. Some days you wouldn't work so hard, and some days you work harder.
I wish it would be now.
It would be then.
Years ago, we used to make it all the wood by hand. Now we are making it old by machine.
We used to make some sandwiches and a big pail full of sandwiches and coffee.
Could
be chores, and when we were on the bay, everything tasted good.